continuing what I had started. I would feel him within me. I would hug him. I would clasp him to myself and say to him, "Beloved good, see how bitter our separation has been for me." And he would say to me, "What you have gone through is nothing yet. Prepare yourself for harder trials. This is why I have come, to dispose your heart and to fortify it. Now you will tell me everything you have gone through, your doubts and fears, all of your difficulties, that I may teach you how to conduct yourself during my absence." So, I would make him the narration of my pains, telling him, "Lord, you see, without you, I was unable to do anything good. The meditation, I did it all distracted, ugly, so much so that I would not have the courage to offer it to you at communion. I was unable to stay there for hours, as when I could feel you. I saw myself alone. I had no one with whom to converse. I felt completely empty. The pain of your absence made me experience mortal agonies. My nature wanted to hurry up so as to escape that pain, more so since it seemed to me that I would do nothing but waste time, with the fear that, in coming back, you might chastise me, because I had not been faithful. So I didn't know what to do. And then the pain that you're continuously offended, and of not knowing when to do, as you taught me before, those acts of reparation, those visits to the Most Holy Sacrament for the different offenses you receive. Tell me a little bit, then. What should I have done?" And he, benignly, instructing me, would say, "You were wrong in being so disturbed. Don't you know that I am Spirit of Peace? And the first thing I recommend is that you do not perturb the peace of the heart. When in prayer, you're not able to recollect yourself. I do not want you to think of this or that, of how it is and how it is not, because by doing so, you yourself call the distraction. Instead, when you find yourself in that state, the first thing is to humble yourself, confessing yourself as deserving of those pains, placing yourself in the arms of the executioner, like a humble little lamb that, while he kills it, licks his hand. So you, while seeing yourself beaten, disheartened, alone, you will resign yourself to my holy dispositions. You will thank me wholeheartedly. You will kiss the hand of mine that strikes you, recognizing yourself unworthy of those pains. Then you will offer to me those bitternesses, anguishes, tediums, praying to me to accept them as a sacrifice of praise, of satisfaction for your sins, of reparation for the offenses that they give me. By doing so, your prayer will ascend before my throne as most fragrant incense. It will wound my heart, and you will draw new graces and new charisms upon yourself. In seeing you humble and resigned, all sunken into your nothingness, the devil will not have the strength to get close. And here's how. Where you thought you were losing, you will make great gains."